Hey friends, I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day. And I'd like to take a few moments to share with you what the Bible teaches about singleness and marriage. All too often, Christians tend to compromise and to blend in with the culture around us. We forget that we're called to reject the godless thinking of the culture and to pursue a biblical understanding in all areas of our lives. We've been walking through 1 Corinthians chapter 7, which is a pretty long chapter. But for today, we're just looking at verses 8 and 9, where Paul focuses on those who were single, including the widows in the church at Corinth. And so he says in verse 8, "To the unmarried and the widows, I say that it is good for them to remain single as I am. But if they cannot exercise self-control, they should marry. For it is better to marry than to burn with passion." Paul says it is good to remain single. Now, we believe that Paul was a widower, since you had to be married in order to be one of the Jewish leaders, which Paul was. But it seems that after she died, that God miraculously gave Paul the gift to be single so that he wasn't burning with desire and he was content and happy to serve God as a single man. Now, if that's you, then throw yourself wholeheartedly into kingdom work and faithfully serve the Lord until he returns. Man, God bless you. But in verse 9, Paul says, "For those that don't have the gift to be single, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn with passion." Now, he uses an imperative, which is a command: get married. Especially if you're dating and you're sure this person is the right person, don't do long engagements. Get married, but only if this person is a Christian, Paul tells us later in 1 Corinthians 7. That's the only caveat. If the person is not a Christian, you just need to break it off, because light has no fellowship with darkness. And so to marry an unbeliever would place you outside of the will of God. Now, let's talk about marriage for a few moments. The Bible gives us several reasons why God created marriage. Number one is procreation. Marriage is for procreation. He says, "Be fruitful and multiply. Raise up a godly army of soldiers who will be salt and light in the community." The other reason is that marriage is for pleasure. And number three, marriage is also for partnership. God said that a man needs a helpmeet. The idea here is about having a partnership so you don't go through life all alone. Now, even the stats tell us that marriage is better for us as a whole. In his book, The Meaning of Marriage, Tim Keller explains that individuals who were continuously married had 75% more wealth at retirement than those who never married or those who divorced and did not remarry. In fact, married men, he says, have been shown to earn 10 to 40% more than do single men with similar education and job history. Even in dealing with health issues, Tim Keller tells us that married people experience greater physical and mental health. Marriage provides a profound shock absorber, he says, that helps you navigate disappointments and illnesses and other difficulties. You just recover your equilibrium faster, he says. And so God knew what he was doing when he created marriage. And so if you're dating someone who truly loves the Lord, but you're nervous about marriage, go ahead and take the plunge. But if God calls you to be single, then serve him faithfully as a single person. But whatever you choose, may God help us as we pursue a life that is holy and pleasing to him, whether it's through marriage or singleness. I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day.